guys are the ladies of Wild and Out. Control the mic.
We about to get y'all show. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild and Out podcast a la carte.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to Women of Wild and Out podcast, where we control the mic.
And when it goes down,
it's like a jungle sometimes.
What? Everybody to down to give me money.
Keep it going. Who is that?
How old are you? Biggs,
I'm 27.
Before your time, because it's before mine, and I'm 31.
Mm. Yeah, it's the Woman of Wildin' Out podcast, and I'm Pretty V.
And who am I?
Baby, yeah. Beast mom. Bad girl, Crystal over here.
You don't know.
Yes. Real raw and uncut conversations going down right now.
Girl, Mimi, we have come never out said here. That.
Real raw and uncut every Tuesday
real
at noon.
Real raw. No, bitch. You just making it up.
That's not right.
All right, no. Catch us on your TV every Monday night.
But I have a question. Since all these youngins is doing this now. See, back in my day, we didn't have OnlyFans. We had MySpace.
Preach.
Christian, so what do y'all think about OnlyFans? And what is the line drawn? Because it's like OnlyFans, Pornhub.
They making money off OnlyFans. And my thing is, you don't have to drop your draws to get 100,000 like in 10 minutes. Like, they promote their music.
On OnlyFans? My,
but yes. In the beginning, that's all it was, though.
OnlyFans,
just nakedness.
Was for...
And when it first came out. But now Bad Barbie, she done made $1 million in like an hour just posting one picture.
Would
and
you
streaming
do it?
Her music. No, I wouldn't. Because it gave the name that it was OnlyFans to do all that new
yeah
like if like it,
if sexual
it, if it came out to promote your business, of course I probably would have jumped on it to get extra money. How it came out in the beginning, it was just like OnlyFans for your boobs, and we just had the Chinas, we had all these people just doing it. Not to say that they were showing anything crazy, but too much
but
traffic.
Then my thing is, like, if you show this on OnlyFans, whoever is on your OnlyFans can just take it and post it on Twitter, you know.
What you feel about it, Chris?
Well, in the beginning, you know, it was all about nakedness. So obviously, it was just like, but now I see people doing like live classes, workouts, yoga.
Really?
Like, yeah. People making money like differently from it. Now it's branching out into being like an actual channel for television.
Mm.
And they're doing shows on it and stuff.
Mm.
But I still, as Vina said, with the name and the notion
of the
of
name.
It, I don't think I would.
Yeah. It's just the name that the stereotype. Like, if there was like Pretty V got an OnlyFans,
what?
They'd be like, what?
Where's Peanut?
Exactly.
What do you feel about it? Would you do it?
I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because of the name, you know, it's just like a negative, what's the word? I was about to say condensation.
But since you're old.
Constantation?
Connotation.
Conversation. Constipation.
But since you're old, B, like you're older now and you're 34, I think you should hop
what
on
happened
that.
To power in the tongue?
Yeah, I think.
I thought we shifted the mindset 2 minutes ago.
I think we should like get
rewind
you on
rewind that
it.
And go back to Pretty V and pull up what she said.
I think we should get you on there.
Yeah.
So you could, you
for
know,
the older crowd.
For the older crowd. Yeah, I don't mess with OnlyFans.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Me
I wouldn't do it. But they're paying some money. And when they Google you, when you're trying to do film and TV and all that,
OnlyFans.
Take you seriously. It's attached to your name. You Google you, oh, be Simone, OnlyFans, Pretty Beauty fans. It's like, you can't even delete it.
No, you
can't even take it off.
No, you can't.
Yeah. OnlyFans. I don't think I would do it. But y'all, we got somebody. I want to hear her opinion on this because, you know, she's so crazy, vibrant,
oh
beautiful.
My God.
I tell her every day, I'd be like, you are the cutest little. She looks like a cartoon character to me.
She does.
She's like, I get that all the time.
Do you?
We got Mimi.
Let's bring in Mimi.
Yes, lovely Mimi. It's come Mimi. On out, girl, because I need a feel.
Yes.
Ooh, girl. All right now. Hey.
You look so cute.
You're so beautiful.
Hi,
happy, vibrant.
For having me.
Okay. Wow. Well, welcome to our podcast. We've been a while and now.
You look so cute.
So
thank
cute.
You. I know, cartoon character.
So who is lovely Mimi?
Who is lovely Mimi? I am, well, if you Google the most ratchet Asian girl, I pop up. I was like, you know, they gave me that name like 6-7 years ago, and I just ran with it. I was like, it's better than having one titty bitch or something like that. So I ran with it. I take it. I wouldn't say ghetto. I think just more a bigger personality when it comes to Asian people. A lot of time we're laid back or
more reserved.
Yeah. More reserved. And I've just always been, had this bubbly personality, you know, always been the class clown and stuff like that. So
what, I'm
Vietnamese.
Thank you. Girl, yeah. I didn't
what kind of Asian are you?
Yeah, well, I was about to say nationality. I don't know if that was right. Correct. Ethnicity.
Ethnicity.
Yeah, so you're
I'm Vietnamese. Yes, we do the nail, honey.
Yeah, yeah. You still have your salons?
I actually sold them actually right before the pandemic, so it all worked out.
Oh, wow. You got out of there at a good time.
Right, perfect time. Perfect time.
What made you sell your nail salons?
You know, after the divorce and stuff like that, I was just ready to move. Just trying to get away.
Go, and I'm so glad you made it through that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you're probably, you know, still going through it different ways and spaces. And but you really.
Nah, I'm over that shit.
But look at that.
I'm over that shit.
Yeah, but I know. I'm glad you made it through that.
Thank
though,
you. Thank you. You guys were very supportive during the time.
Yeah. Your personality is so vibrant. So we was talking about OnlyFans, girl. What's your thoughts on that?
OnlyFans. Okay, so it took me a long time to want to do it. You know, I
Oh, you on OnlyFans?
I got OnlyFans, y'all.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't talk shit because I didn't even know. Like, whoever on OnlyFans is a hoe.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so it took me a long time because I'm like y'all, you guys said, like, if you want to get into acting or more professionalism, you had a bad name, it carried a bad name, especially during the pandemic. You know, all the girls, especially dancers at the strip clubs, and they couldn't go in and work. Mm-hmm. So everybody was making their money through OnlyFans. So it took me a while, and I didn't want it to do it like being single, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in a relationship and actually have it like we'd be on the same page, like, hey, we're doing this to get some money.
Oh, wow.
Some bread up real quick
with your boo.
With my boo. So,
got you.
So we, you know, we do it together, and it's not X-rated. It's HBO After Dark. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
It's not rated X, it's rated R.
You know, now the creepy guys, they're like, you a fucking scammer.
Why?
They're going to be a scammer because, you know, they're expecting more X-rated
got
stuff.
You.
But I'm actually putting a lot of hard work behind my content. Like, I put it together. Like, I have scenes and I have, like, different costumes and I have slow motion parts. so it's not X-rated or nothing like that. Actually, before I actually got on it, I was like, you know, how about I do nail classes and charge people, you know, for nail classes, like per nail classes.
Oh, wow.
So I told all the ladies, like Miss Shirley and them on my YouTube, I was like, come join my OnlyFans. And as soon as I made my OnlyFans, I was like, never mind, Miss Shirley, don't fucking come over here. This is not
what I thought. You changed the content.
Completely. I think I thought that I was able to, you know, veer off into a different way of my OnlyFans and make money different, you know. But it's really just sexual. You know, as soon as it got on
She's
there,
like, fuck the nail classes. If you want to go get a nail class, go to YouTube.
Don't come over here, Miss Shirley. There's nothing over here for
so
you.
So, like, give us an example of something. If we went to your OnlyFans, what would we see?
You see more like, well, just like lingerie pictures and stuff like that.
Got maybe, you.
I deleted, like, on my main page, like any lingerie or any sexy pictures.
So, you have
and
to go
like
to OnlyFans to see
it. You have
it.
To go to OnlyFans and pay to see the content.
Well, that's
so, that's smart right there. Yeah. But it's sexual. Like, as soon as I got on there, you know, all the men were, like, writing me messages. Just like, we want to see you suck the BBC. I'm like, oh my God, I just got here. And like, why do you want to see that?
Right. On the job.
My first day. Like, what do you mean? When are you going to start sucking dick?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, you guys. So it's really intense, but it got really busy really fast.
Yeah.
Because I realized that men been creeping on me for a long time.
Wow.
You know, and this has, you know, and I never showed anything, and I always been goofy, you know, I shake a little something right here and there, but nothing in a sexy way. I've always been a goofy sexy.
Yeah.
So they've been creeping on me for a long time. So I did actually, OnlyFans is actually the most money I've ever made in anything that I have done.
Wow.
I will tell you that.
So you're persuading me.
Come on, girl. I'm pretty sure they've been waiting for you too.
I ain't gonna be doing nothing on there.
I couldn't even believe the numbers. I was not my expectation for it was much, much lower, about 90% lower than what I have made.
Wow. So, and it's consistent.
Yeah. No, not consistent. You have to work.
Got you.
You have to work.
Okay,
and
okay.
I don't think it's really going to last long. I honestly will say
just temporary.
It's only because they expect to see more.
Got you.
Every time they're expecting. So
it's like they want it to build up. Like the first month, okay, you show
they
me
want
a
me
little.
To be a whore, porn star. And I was like, look, what you see, what you get was what you gonna get.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I don't think I will go that far.
Okay, well, I'm glad I didn't talk shit about OnlyFans because I didn't know you had one.
What type of G-string should I
Should I, girl? Should I wear?
Vina will be on there in granny panties and a robe, being like,
girl. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I mean, the type of content I'm getting paid for is like stuff that you can post on Instagram.
Yeah.
Even when you get a lingerie
Savage
deal.
Fenty.
Yeah, it's like Savage Fenty. Those originally, like, I was pushing for a deal, and they're like, you know, wear this, and I'm like, well, I don't want to just wear it and post it on there. Like, I want to make some money. So I decided to go sell it on OnlyFans. And it makes a lot more.
How did your significant other feel about it?
He's always there with me. So every time we're filming something, you know, we're together. So I, you know, tell him before I post something. And we go over everything
like
together.
Like, confirm it.
Yeah. And then, you know, you set prices. So then we rewatch the video together. Like, how much you think?
This was?
How much you think? How much you think? There was a little areola right there. There should be more. Right.
So, but it actually brought us a lot closer together.
Oh, that's good.
As far as, like, intimately, it brought us closer together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about these foot fetishes? Because men be like, send me a picture of your feet for
$500. I've gotten a few messages about that.
Yeah. Have you done it? Would you do it?
Girl, I'll send you corn for 500. I'll send you X for like 3 pictures of your feet. No polish, all natural. I'm just like,
I got one good foot. So, honey, my right foot.
There's a lot of corns on this right foot.
I got 3 bunions on the left.
All right, everyone. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Women of Wild and Out.
So Mimi, so you said your significant other, right? So you're dating again.
Yes.
How was that for you as far as hopping out of your situation and not saying jumping right in, because you probably took, you like you said, you had to take time to heal in order for you to open those doors. But you said when we spoke, outside of all this, you said you already knew him before.
Yeah, I dated him. So because everybody's like, oh, you only have one type. You look like your ex was just more tattoos. I'm like, well, I only have one type. Like, I'm aware of that. Like, y'all don't got to tell me that. You know, resembles. I think being from the DMV, like, that's just the type that we like.
Everybody looks like
dread heads, and I like him tall, over 6 foot, and I like him slim built. So yeah, I dated him. He's the original my type. Okay, so I dated him before I dated my ex-husband, you know, like 11 years ago.
Wow.
But back then he wasn't ready. Like, I've always been a relationship person, so I don't believe in just dating, living separately and stuff.
Like,
if we're together. You know, if we're having unprotected sex, we're together. You're going to be with me and we're going to be together. So, yeah, I don't like dating. I don't like dating and I don't like being alone. And I accepted that and I'm okay with it.
Would you get married again?
I would.
That's beautiful. But hopeless, also, romantic.
Yeah. But also, you know, with your new significant other, what's his name?
Stretch.
Stretch?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Stretch.
Mr. Stretch. Look, the kids call him Mr. Stretch.
Yes. Mr. Stretch. So how does, like, you know, now that you have grown and he has seen your growth and he has seen how you're involved and he also see the different side that you've been through with your husband, how are you feeling with him now and your kids? Like, how is he accepting, like, you and your kids? And, I mean, it's been 11 years ago, so things have changed.
Right. You're a different person.
You're a different person, yeah.
I think I'm still growing every day. Like, he's great with the kids. For me, when I'm dating a man, like, it's buy one, get two free. So it's not just, you're not just dating me. So for me, you have to get along with my kids. My kids have to like you. I have to see how you are.
How you interact with them.
How you interact with them and lifestyle and everything. But I still have a lot to grow because my last relationship was toxic. Like, things that I thought were normal were not normal.
Yeah,
and that's
like,
what I'm learning.
What's an example of that?
I'm like, you know, calling each other out of our names and really fighting, throwing things and...
You just thought everybody did
me
that.
Bouncing off the wall, squeezing everybody and jumping on people and joning on people like off break. A lot of those things my boyfriend now is teaching me, like, that's not okay in a relationship. Like, I don't know what kind of relationship you've been in, but I don't really think you know how to be in a relationship. And honestly, I don't. I mean, I was with the same person for like 10 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And we were just so toxic to the point that we thought everything was normal. It was normal. I don't know no better.
Yeah.
So he's teaching me how to be in a relationship. So I'm growing in those departments.
Well, on another note, did you ever think you would be on MTV? So Wild and Out.
You know.
VH1. What is that now?
MTV and
VH1. You know what? Like, when I first went viral, like in 2015, 2016, I always said I wanted to be on Wild and Out.
Really?
But somehow I got on Love and Hip Hop. Don't ask me how. I don't know how the heck. Like, there was no love or hip hop with me. But I got on there. But originally, I've always wanted to be on Wild N Out. So I think it's amazing. I'm really excited.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Wild N Out.
Girl, this season,
yeah, you've been killing it, Mimi.
Mimi, get out there. I said, Mimi. So I've been practicing.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
you are killing.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I'm getting more comfortable.
Yeah. And more confident. And just like, fuck it.
Yeah, more mature. I've grown up a lot. A little bit too.
Yeah, I see your growth. Yeah. I see like everything. Like when you walked in, down to the dark hair.
Yeah.
Down to you just carrying yourself. It's not like no shade. We used to hear you.
Yes.
From the other room.
I used to run in circles.
Running circles. Like literally just, you hear Mimi coming. Like, but I mean, that's just your personality. That's how bold and like confident you are. But like now that I see you, it's like it's at peace.
A different side of you. Yes.
A different side of you. And you just ready to have fun at work. Yeah. You
over 30
and,
now.
Yeah.
31.
I love it. I love Mimi.
I love Wild N Out. Honestly, I can say compared to other shows I've done, like we pray together here. I love that, you know, we pray before every episode and we eat together. We pray together. We work together. It's good vibe.
It's a family.
Family. We don't come here fighting and trying to figure out, oh, who we going to fight this episode.
Like,
the devil don't exist here. This is an amazing show.
And everyone loves each other. Like, it's not like, it's really no beef on this show. Like,
And if we banter, we banter like siblings. And
Now
plus to the side. What the fuck do y'all got going on?
It's a really good show.
I had to ask you another question.
Okay. Do you need to talk about, you know, how she feels about
my stomach?
Talk about you know the fit, you know, sorry, surrounding the, you know,
Asian hate that's going on.
Yeah,
I honestly feel that is very unfortunate. You know, as much as this country deal with racial injustice, and we're having, you know, what you would think that all the minorities would stick together, especially with everything with Black Lives Matter and being a minority in this country, is very unfortunate. And seeing it, and the saddest part for me is seeing the elderly, you know, get attacked because they can't defend themselves. These are like 90-year-old women, 90-year-old men, and getting stabbed and getting killed, and it's sad. And a lot of time I feel like it became like a trend. You know, if people are hop-ons, people can't speak for themselves. They see, oh, somebody bullying, they think it's cool, and they want to hop on. And it's just unfortunate because everything that we have gone through in this country, especially with minorities, and just fighting for our rights is disgusting. And I wish a motherfucker would try me. I just say, y'all, you know, you're picking on the older people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's disgusting. Like, they can't,
it's so sad.
They can't defend themselves. And what's sad is when people scream out, oh, go back to your country or go back to where you're from. And there's a lot of Asian people that have been born in America. This is their country. This is where they're born and raised, not where just for the first generation, but multiple generation. This is their home as much as it's somebody else's home.
You know,
so what country you want me to go back to? You know, like there's people who never even been to their country. They weren't raised there. They weren't born there. Their family been here. They build a foundation here for people to just throw out, oh, go back to your country, is so ignorant.
Now, is a lot of your family over here?
Yeah, my family is over here. I still have like a sister and stuff over there. I'm not the first generation.
Okay.
I was born in Vietnam. I came here when I was in 93.
Wow.
So my children are the first generation.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you ever go back and visit?
I went once when I was 12.
Okay.
But I haven't been since.
She's so like, I'll be in Atlanta.
Yeah. I do want to go and actually visit my father's grave. So
wow,
I do
have that's beautiful.
Is your mom still alive?
Yeah, my mom is still alive. She's out in Maryland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's scared to leave the house. Like, it's sad, you know,
that's
talking
sad.
To my mother. She's like, and she calls me. She's like, oh, you're in California now. Like, be careful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much of that Asian hate going on, especially in California. And she's like, oh, she's scared to leave the house. And it's really sad. It's really unfortunate.
Mm.
You know, and it's happening from different races, not, you know, it's white people, Black people, Hispanic people that are committing all these hate crimes. And it's just like, we are the minority. Why are we not sticking together?
Not even that. People don't realize how important minorities are in the country. Like, they've tried to, you know, get rid of minorities, and then it went to shit.
Yeah.
And they realized, like, oh, we can't really live without them.
Much so of an asset.
Like, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my thing is, we love you down. You bring, such
your energy is so
great.
Beautiful.
Your energy is amazing. Like, you just bring so much to the show. Like,
thank you.
So, I mean,
I try to
when you
business.
Mess up in like workshops, then when I mess up, I feel like we have a connection. Like, we're good. You don't really say shit.
Right. Okay, we're still funny. We on there.
This is the most genuine connection.
Because
I can't relate to that.
When Mimi don't get on beat, it's like, yes, I ain't getting on beat. You be on beat. You just don't say no word.
Listen,
I was late the whole first season.
Yeah, she was so cute.
I don't know what I be hearing. I don't hear nothing. Cliff said, you know, it's the same beat for the whole season. I got no excuse. I try to focus on the words.
You've been killing this season, though.
You are.
You're wild style.
I was down to your looks. Like the hair, like just the makeup.
Every day I tell you. And I'm like, is this
that means a lot? Because honestly, I didn't want to come back and like just be at a standstill. Like, mm-hmm. All right, you got to do something. Like, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it good. You need to focus.
Good
and I think
you,
being in a hotel, I'm able to focus because I can't leave. Because in Atlanta, you know, if I wasn't shooting, I go to the shop. I go work. I didn't come in.
Move around.
I didn't work. I'm mm-hmm. We stuck in a hotel. COVID. So
yeah,
I'm writing. I'm having time sitting down writing. And
look
stuff
at
like
you.
That.
Yeah, that's so good. Mimi, and how old are you? If you remind me,
31. We're same age. 1990.
Okay, when's your birthday?
Yeah,
April 27th. I'm Taurus.
Oh, I love my best friend's Taurus.
I'm Dubbin Taurus.
April 5th.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're Aries.
Yeah,
we're the same age.
And you, how many kids do you have?
Two. My
and
son
do you want
is
more?
Probably 13. My daughter's 7. Yeah, I do. I do want one more.
Just one.
Boy. One more.
But what, you say you want one more boy, but what
if
it's a girl?
Yeah, like what are you going to
do? No, God always give me what I want. Said, I ain't going to lie. Because, you know, all of my sisters and brothers, everybody has two boys. So when it came to my daughter, I was like, this baby going to either be a girl or she going to be a gay boy. I'm letting y'all know now it's going to be a girl. And everybody has two boys in my family.
Wow.
So the fact that I went in and it was a girl. So mm-hmm. I have a really deep connection with God. I feel like he spoils me.
Yeah,
I feel like he spoils me. Like most of the time, things that I pray for, they normally come.
It comes
it always
pass.
Happens.
It comes.
No, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. Come on.
Well, I prayed to get my nails done. So what I'm asking you.
I don't know, honey.
Okay.
I don't do. I am a only fan whore now. I don't do nail no more.
Well, I'm happy about your OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm just happy
when
about.
You putting that thing in her cup?
I'm okay.
You didn't want water?
No, I can drink later.
So the question is,
mm-hmm. What you gonna get on OnlyFans? She falling back asleep.
Mina,
what's next for me?
What is next? I go with the flow of life and whatever mm-hmm. is offered, and I try to do my best and everything. But I really want to start acting. I want to do some type of, you know. Get my acting out, you know, because I feel like Ling Ling is a great character, and I can make it into something. And I'm in the West Coast now. I moved here now, so there's a lot more opportunity as far as acting and stuff is for me. But whatever I do in life, or it is, as long as I make sure that my bills are paid, my kids are good.
Yeah,
good. That's all that matters. Whatever I got to do to make sure that my house is paid, you know, I always.
Would you ever do stand up?
I have. I did one with Tyler and them in North Carolina. I did like a 10-minute. I actually did really good.
They was laughing?
Yeah. Well, see, they were trying to put me out as the first person to open up.
Yeah.
I said, no, that's the person that sucked. Y'all not about to put me as the open up. Better put me second or something. And everything is practice make perfect. Mm-hmm. So normally, I'm used to it when I was hosting comedy clubs, I was just going up there saying whatever.
Talking.
Yeah, but when you have a set, it's different. You have to practice. My problem was staying on topic, you know, not switching topics so much. Because, you know, I got ADD, this shit be like everywhere.
Yeah.
So once I practiced, I did really good on there. So I would actually love to do comedy. I saw you doing your tour and it turned out really good.
I love stand up.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I have a lot of stories, so I think it should be good.
I would love to see you on stage.
I've been through some things in life, okay?
Yeah.
Been through some things.
Movies, tours, more money, no problems.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know,
I mind my business. Y'all don't ever see me under nobody comments. Like, I don't bother nobody. I don't be up in the comment section. I don't bother nobody. If I see it, trust me, you know, I lurk and I listen, but I never
don't
comment.
Reply.
I don't comment. I mind my business.
Good.
You know, I keep it peaceful with people. Now, but if I have to pull up and fight, I mean, that's no problem too, you know. If
it's
when's the last fight you got in? like last week? What was your last fight?
I don't know.
My last fight, remember 2 years ago?
Have you ever been in a fight?
Mm-mm.
Me either, girl.
I gotta go
fight. We right here.
I feel like I don't want to get into a fight.
You know, all like my high school, middle school years, like, and I did juvie for like 4 years too. So from 12 to 16, I was in juvie.
Wow.
So I never fought for myself though. I always fought for other people. Like, I don't like bullies.
Yeah.
So I always found myself fighting for other people.
Taking up for them
because I just hate bullies.
Which I was doing in juvie? Cross puzzle?
Girl. Playing spades?
I played the hell out of some spades. Playing spades all day.
Learned how to do nails.
Mm-hmm. Every time I would pass by them places, I'd be like, oh, Lord. I, of course, never wanted to go to juvenile or anything like that. I just really feel like, what do you people y'all do in there when y'all in there? But I know I have a lot of friends and people that I watch a lot of like jail shows on Netflix. Uh-huh. And I just be like, y'all, like, what gets you there? You know, and I know you are...
As juvie, like, there's DJJ and there's DSS, so there's social service where, you know, your family is not fit or they won't need to put you in, then there's DJJ where you actually catch charges, you get in trouble and stuff like that, you bad. But the hardest thing about a juvenile is, like, you don't just do time. Like, as an adult, okay, the judge give you a year, you do a year, you get out. Yeah. As a juvie, you have to complete a program. Mm-hmm. So I've been to many different programs. Like, I did a wilderness program. I lived outside in the woods for a whole year straight.
What?
Like, either 3 to 9 month programs or 9 to 12 months to 15 months, like, you have to actually complete the program to get out, and that's where the hardest part I had was it took me forever to complete programs.
Because I'd be scared of them places when I would drive by. When I was just living in South Carolina, that shit is country. It's outside picking up trash.
Different places. There's lockdown facilities, then there's like group homes, and then there's shelters, and then the wilderness program I was at. But I did go back to one of the juvies and actually went to speak to the girls, like, not too long ago.
Oh, so good.
And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to talk to young girls that's locked up, or just have a counseling thing for just girls like 16.
But some of the girls that I was locked up with, they didn't turn out too well, either.
Yeah.
Now that we're older,
I can only imagine.
So I feel blessed that I made it out of there, you know, on my feet. But I mean, after I got out at 16, I've been on my own ever since.
Yeah. We talked about OnlyFans. How do you make money on social media, like securing the bag on Instagram, Twitter, social media in general, outside of OnlyFans?
Okay, right.
OnlyFans just
started. It's only been like 4 months.
Three,
4 months. Hasn't been that long. But before that, like, I make money off of YouTube. I do a lot of cooking.
You and do mukbangs.
Yeah, I do a lot of cooking and eating. And a lot of people, it's actually a lot harder on YouTube to build your following because it's
so much harder.
It's more personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Instagram, people get to see you for 1 minute max, or maybe IGTV before it was made, it was really just 1 minute videos. Mm-hmm. But on YouTube, they're there with you for like over 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Sometimes they sit with me for 2 hours, but it's more of a personal connection.
Yeah.
You know, they want to see your family, your kids, and where you go, your daily life stuff. And
they have to really like you to watch that.
They have to like you, yeah. So I do make money off of YouTube from cooking and eating. You know, I eat weird shit. And I like spicy stuff and keeping that. And then, of course, any type of promo. Mm-hmm. Promo is easy money. You know, promoting people's business. I've always been a small business supporter. Like, even at the nail salons, like, outside of social media. Like, All the bootleg people, whatever you got, detergent, lotion, I'm buying it. You got plates, you want to come in here and sell it, drink, sell everything. Aww. I bought everything. I support everybody.
That's cool.
You know, because there were like fake bags back in one of my shop, my old boss, like, she was getting mad at this guy because he kept coming in and to sell bags.
Yeah.
And she would keep trying to kick him out. And I'm like, but you let the people who come sell vegetable and fruit come in, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not fair. Because he's just trying to make He's not coming here trying to rob us or sell drugs or none of that shit. He's literally just trying to make an honest living from selling some bags. Like, let him sell his bag, let him promote it, and let him go. He was just a little bit loud, so, you know, I would just tell him to shh, just keep it down so she don't kick you out.
Aww.
So I've always supported people in their hustle because I'd rather you wake up and do something than do nothing at all.
Yeah.
Well, so that's good, Mimi. I'm happy that God has took you out of some places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you are where you are at, and you have evolved. You have turned into a butterfly.
Thank you.
You know, so you
still blooming.
Still blooming, and you have found your prince. And I pray that God gives you unity in your home.
Thank you.
And you said you are now located out here in West Coast. So we are so happy for you.
Thank you for having me. Cool. I'm excited to see what God has in store.
Well, you ain't leaving yet, because, girl, every show we do a final word. So you have to leave us with a positive, motivational, beautiful quote.
I've always had this quote that my sister told me, and I've always lived by it. And it's, you know, be like a lotus, although it blooms and live in the swamp and in the mud, it still blooms into a beautiful flower. So it doesn't matter what you've been through, what your troubles and whatever hardship you have in life, you can still bloom into that beautiful flower, and you can still be whoever and whatever you want to be.
Beautiful.
In a positive, beautiful way.
Yes.
So we toast to that.
You ain't nothing in her cup.
Cheers, cheers. To invisible water.
Cheers.
Take my
just a little sip.
Improv. That's some good invisible water. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for visiting with us.
Is that TAP?
And if y'all, you know, seen a side of Mimi, hopefully tonight that you have not seen before. She is loud. Yes, she is crazy. Yes, she is vibrant. Yes, she has her own, you know, beautiful personality, but she is also deep. She's also wise. She is also a mother. She has her businesses going on. So I love that people can see this side of you too. Because you do show this side, but people know you.
They wanted a hello, pickaboo. How you doing? Oh, fuck pussy.
Yes. Yes, and I love that side too. That's what's getting you to balance.
Finding that balance, balancing all the personalities.
So
well, I love it, ladies. Balancing all the personalities.
Boom. Venus.
It's connection. All meat and personality.
Yeah. And also, tell the people where to follow you at.
You can find handles. You guys can follow me at It's Lovely Mimi, ITSLOVELYMIMI. My OnlyFans. Click the link in my bio if you want to see some sexy honey.
So thank you, Mimi. We love you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good night.
All right, everyone. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break.
We are back.
Well, I mean, Mimi, she came in the building.
She did.
She, we seen different sides of her.
I did not know she had OnlyFans.
I didn't know either.
Me either.
Crazy.
Mimi's so cute. And, you know, I was so intrigued with her significant other coming in her life from 11 years ago. And then her divorce. That was a lot for her on the ground.
Yeah, she handled it well, though. Because her stuff was very public. It was on the Shade Room. Yes. It was.
But she really went off one good time, though. She really, like, to something big, like she was going back and forth. It was a lot. And then I hit her up.
After that, it was nothing.
Yeah, after that, but I DM'd her. And I told her, I said, you know, you need to see sister, which is a counselor. And she was like, yeah, give me the information, da-da-da. And they're a therapist. But, I spoke to her, and I said, do you want
to help her or whatever?
Faith-based, you know, to get right. And she was like, all right.
Well, I mean, based on her mental, just the conversation, it seems like it's in a really good place.
Yeah.
She's in a position where she can actually, like, based on what I was saying earlier about humility, you know, cut her ego aside and say, these are
this
things
what I need
that
to work
I need
on.
Exactly
yep.
for myself yep. in order to move on and get that peace
yep.
to then invite somebody else in my life.
Yeah. It made me such a good person. Her energy is
all
the time.
And I promise you, we can relate.
Oh,
workshop,
the
connection we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Mimi. I think she's dope. And like I said, she's evolving. She's out here now at West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's killing it on stage.
She is.
I mean, if Nile has not tapped you on your shoulder and told you your bags need to be packed by 9 o'clock, that means
then
you're good.
You're doing just fine.
You're doing just fine.
Now, but like, you can have a seat. Like, what?
I promise you, you could be replaced. Don't ever think that your shit is safe. I'm like,
But at least she told us, like, apart from OnlyFans, like, obviously there's all the other social media platforms that we can work from.
Mimi is a hustler. She always
She going to always find
definitely.
Way. Yeah. But now, tonight was a great show.
I think
it was.
Once again, it's, what is it, the fifth, sixth show we had?
About
getting there. Yeah. Energy was amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know me, I'm going to leave off with a quote.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Inspire us.
You know, we're going to wrap this thing up and we're going to wrap it up like this. Raise your glasses and we ain't going to shake our asses, but we're going to raise the glasses. Hold on. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I wrote it down. So it says, celebrate yourself. Nobody knows what it takes to be you.
Oh, beautiful.
So nobody knows what it takes to have this energy, to have...
Ooh. No, for real.
Yeah.
Celebrate yourself.
I think sometimes we don't know how to do that because we always feel like we're missing out on something.
Yep.
We always feel like we have to work so hard because we have to get to a certain goal.
Or celebrate the little wins.
The little wins, the small wins, the big wins.
Then they add
I do that.
And it feels good.
I've always tried to celebrate my small and big wins. Even when when I had my first magazine cover with Hype Hair, people was like, oh my God, that magazine's so old. It came out in the 90s. But it's so legendary to me that I'm beside Angela Bassett and I'm beside Jada Pinkett and I'm beside Sierra and
it's legendary.
It's just legendary. It's a legendary magazine, and I'm one of the faces of them. So why would I not celebrate that? You guys don't have to be in it with me, but I'm going to. She Magazine.
I gotta get better at that.
Yeah, I celebrate my small wins.
The opinion shouldn't matter at all.
Huh?
The opinion shouldn't matter at all.
At all, you know. Shit, beautiful. When you have 5.2 million followers, they always got something to say, but I ignore the shit anyway.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to tune in to our next one. And don't forget to join, subscribe, follow, and like the podcast, Women of Wild and Out. I'm your girl, Crystal Angelique, and we have...
B. Simone.
And your girl, Pretty V.
Thank you, and good night, morning, or afternoon.